From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia's anti-corruption crackdown has netted dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen who now potentially face trial. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted he has great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding they know what they're doing and referring to those targeted as having milked the country for years. The crackdown doesn't surprise University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis.
Saudi Arabia has been rife with corruption for many years, not surprising given the enormous wealth and the fact that it's virtually held entirely by a single extended family and a few cronies who are in good terms with him.
Saudi Arabia also warned a missile attack from Yemen may have amounted to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by Iran. Tehran denies arming the Houthis, and its foreign minister blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction in Yemen. The Saudi coalition, meanwhile, cut the air, sea, and land links to Yemen. The transport minister of the Houthi rebel government in Sana'a denounced the move, saying it will be felt by the Yemeni people who are increasingly poor and starving. Hours before polls were to open, Liberia's Supreme Court Monday put a presidential election runoff on hold until the country's election commission can investigate claims of irregularities in last month's first round. Third-place finisher Charles Brumskine filed the challenge.
Our effort is about the hundreds of thousands of Liberians who were denied the right to vote.
Brumskine said the challenge was about those who stood in line for hours to vote for a candidate only to realize the votes weren't counted. The two leading candidates in the runoff are former football star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is in South Korea as part of a regional tour that has been dominated by North Korea weapons development. He'll meet South Korea's President Moon Jae-in and U.S. and South Korean troops. During a stop in Japan Monday, Mr. Trump spoke of the two nations' shared bond facing up to challenges like North Korea.
America and Japan face many challenges, many opportunities. There are many things we face, but we will be facing them together in friendship and as allies.
Mr. Trump and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe agreed that all options are on the table when it comes to dealing with North Korea. The U.S. Air Force acknowledged Monday that it failed to provide information as required about the criminal history of the gunman who was dishonorably discharged and killed 26 people at a Texas church Sunday. That would have blocked his legal access to firearms. Former Airman Devin Kelly also wounded 20 at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. Freeman Martin is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
We can confirm that the suspect did not have a license to carry. The suspect did have a non-commissioned, unarmed private security license, similar to a security guard at a concert type situation. There were no disqualifiers entered into the National Crime Information Center database that would preclude him from receiving a private security license.
Investigators said the shooting may have been motivated by a domestic dispute. Kelly died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The U.S. Monday said it is partially resuming issuing visas in Turkey after receiving assurances its staff will be safe following a number of detentions. The announcement came on the eve of a visit to Washington by Turkey's foreign minister, Binali Yildirim. The U.S. said it remains deeply concerned about the detention of two members of its Turkish staff and the fate of Americans arrested under a state of emergency. Former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's right-of-center coalition appears headed to victory in elections in Sicily that could herald his political comeback ahead of next May's national vote in Italy. The issues propelling it to apparent victory included high unemployment, debt, immigration, and sluggish growth. A Pakistani diplomat posted to the country's consulate in Jalalabad was shot and killed Monday by unknown gunmen riding a motorcycle. In Islamabad, the Afghan charge d'affaires was summoned to the foreign ministry with a demand the assailants be brought to justice. Bilateral ties are tense as Kabul accuses Pakistan of backing insurgents such as the Taliban. On Wall Street, the three major stock indices closed Monday in record territory, with the benchmark Dow Jones inching up to 23,548, powered in part by a rise in oil prices, with tensions high between Saudi Arabia and Iran. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.